Winona's hiatus. She spent it mad. She spent it trying hard to get a handle. She had several approaches. Handle getting was an art. She made a model weatherman in clay, then reproduced the town. She wrote two acts of a five-act play. She tooled around in large and unbecoming hats, studied her face, and practiced looking stoic, grateful, wise. She wobbled through her days and wasn't sure what sort of handle she was reaching for. She'd been a kid with brilliant stickers, saved unstuck, in want of one deserving surface that never surfaced. A girl with stomach aches developing despite the "know you're fines" and "it's all in your heads." A real hard knot of worry, normal as another organ. She'd been a shrunken woman dressed to kill on a rooftop deck, then puking overboard before she lifted up her too big dress to please a not man, boy as boy can be. She'd been a noun rehearsing prepositions against a cliff above a line, in planes, on buses, always waiting for the stop where some new plot or you was waiting, sure to waver in from the percussive hum of her own head. But these past perfect eyes had been, she came to understand, a ruse, a way to grip the present where she spent her long hiatus looking back and saw she was all of them still, is all of them.